Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I wonder how many of Lutheran Radio UK's listeners have heard of the British street guerrilla graffiti artist, film director, and political activist named Banksy. I must confess, the only reason I know anything about this elusive artist is that my daughters love his irreverent art and occasionally show me his latest creations. He employs a unique stenciling technique to create satirical art. He uses dark humor and subversive epigrams to convey his commentary on modern society. His work has appeared on walls, streets, and bridges in cities throughout the world. In 2010, he released his first film entitled Exit Through the Gift Shop, which was labeled as the world's first street art disaster movie. It was nominated for an Academy Award in the category of Best Documentary Film. Banksy's identity is unknown, and no one knows where his paintings, art, or films will show up next. His anonymity also adds to his mystique. And all of this leads to the desire among many to obtain his works. His graffiti and his paintings sell for large sums of money, which leads me to why I'm telling you all about Banksy. Today, I saw a news article about our friend Banksy. Apparently, he's in New York City for the month of October, and he has promised to unveil a new piece of artwork each day throughout the month. Well, yesterday, in Central Park, a market stall opened up, and it was found to be selling Banksy look-alike artwork for $60. That's £38. And at the end of the day, eight pieces were sold to only three people, raising $420. I bet you can see where this is going. For later that evening, Banksy posted a video on his website that said these were original Banksy artwork and that each one had been signed by him. It was estimated that these works were worth anywhere from £20,000 to £100,000 each. Imagine the joy and the amazement of those three people who purchased those drawings and those paintings when they discovered that their £38 investment was actually an original Banksy worth at least £20,000. Thousands of people would have passed by that market stall in Central Park yesterday. Many of them might have even stopped to admire the drawings and paintings, but they wouldn't part with their cash. Others would have derided the quality and said that they could have done better drawings than this guy. Still, others wouldn't have even noticed the stall at all. Right under their noses, there was a treasure just waiting to be had, but they couldn't be bothered to investigate. When I heard this news report, I must confess that I could not help but note the parallels between this account and how our world so often treats the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many see Jesus as an elusive and mysterious figure, perhaps a political activist who cryptically made profound statements against the establishment. Someone we admire from a distance. We like his work, but we would prefer not to look too closely. Instead, many pass by his cross without even glancing at it, while still others claim that if they were God, they could have come up with a far better plan to save the world. Others protest that God would never allow himself to suffer and die, so this cannot be the real thing. Still others may admire what Christ has done for them, but they refuse to follow because the price is just too high and they don't want to die to themselves. But a few, as they gaze on the cross, see Jesus Christ, God's suffering servant, undergoing the punishment of sin in there, in my place. They hear Jesus cry out, "Father, forgive them," for they don't know what they are doing. And they, we, realize that no other person could ever offer us such a priceless gift. They hear Jesus' dying breath announce, "It is finished." And we know that He has conquered sin, death, and the devil for us. This is no forgery, counterfeit, or look-alike. It is the real Jesus delivering to us God's real forgiveness and grace. And the graciousness of God is worth far more than a measly £100,000. For knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, like that lamb without blemish or spot. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. So in Jesus Christ, the real, crucified, resurrected, and ascended Savior, we are ransomed, forgiven, and given eternal life with God. You can take that to the bank. See? Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you fulfilled your promise by sending the gift of the Holy Spirit to unite disciples of all nations in the cross and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. By the preaching of the gospel, spread this gift to the ends of the earth through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.